Well, praise the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And let's turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Okay, brother. Okay. Luke chapter number 10. Trust everyone got a good night's rest. We learned a long time ago the person that invented the phrase slept like a baby had never had children. They cry all night long. Amen. We developed the phrase sleep like a teenager. Because they can sleep all day long and half of the next. Amen. But anyway, had a good night's rest. Hope you did. Blessing to be saved, blessing to be in the house of the Lord together today. The Lord's laid on our heart a message for this morning that I believe is possibly a missing ingredient in many Baptist circles and many of God's people. And I want to honestly try to be a help this morning to our hearts as we consider the Great Commission and reaching folks with the gospel. Luke chapter 10, we'll look at the Word of God this morning. The Bible says in Luke chapter number 10, verse number 29. The Bible says, "But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him." Had compassion on him. "Went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise." I'd like to preach this morning on this subject of compassion. Compassion. I think this is a needy part and a very effective part of reaching people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I dare say that many of God's people have lacked this at times in their life, to have a good dose of compassion towards sinners. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord, thank you for the privilege to preach today. We pray you'd help us. Thank you for, Lord, this church and their pastor. Thank you for their kindnesses and the graciousness and hospitality displayed to us, just making we as missionaries at this meeting feel like kings and queens. And Lord, thank you for their kindnesses. Pray you'd bless them as a church. Help us all, Lord, as we endeavor to reach the lost for Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to consider this matter of compassion. Lord, I pray you'd help us this morning as we preach. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Man, compassion is an unusual subject in the Bible. Matter of fact, as I looked up the definition of the word compassion, the old dictionary, the 1828 Webster's Dictionary, said a suffering with another, a painful sympathy, a sensation of sorrow excited by the distress or misfortunes of another. It also associated the word pity with compassion. Basically, compassion is a compound passion. Compassion. It's a mixture of both love and sorrow. And I thought, boy, that's a good definition of compassion. When we see a sinner, we need to love them. We need to have a godly sorrow toward them and have compassion about their lost and ever dying soul and to reach them with the gospel. But as I began to look at the Word of God, you know, the Bible is the best dictionary on the Bible. Man, I like to use a dictionary, but what better dictionary than to use the Bible to compare Scripture with Scripture? Let's turn to Hebrews chapter number 5 this morning. Hebrews chapter number 5, and the Word of God says in Hebrews 5, verse number 1, the Bible says this, "For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way. For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity." I thought about this high priest and how he could have compassion on the ignorant. And the Bible defines that and says, because he himself also is compassed about with iniquity. In other words, he can put himself in the shoes of another or where they are, and therefore he can have compassion. I thought, how in the world are we going to have compassion on sinful people? Well, thank God I'm a sinner saved by grace. Amen. I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God. And if I'm going to have compassion on another, here's the key to it. I must be able to take myself and put myself as if I'm in somebody else's shoes. What if it was me that was the sinner without the gospel? What if it was me without a faithful witness of the Lord Jesus Christ? What if it was me that was all lost and on my way to hell? I would want somebody to come to me with a compassionate heart, as if it was them in my shoes. Amen. Compassion. We need to have compassion on the lost. You know, after we get saved, God's left us on this earth, no doubt, to be a witness to tell others about the Lord Jesus. And we need to have compassion on the ignorant. We need to have compassion on the heathen, on the sinner. We need to have compassion on others. I'm glad for this, as we call him, Good Samaritan in the Word of God. I saw somebody beside the road that had been left there for half dead. You know, religion didn't do anything for that man that was left beside the road. The priest and the Levite passed by on the other side, but there's a Samaritan. And listen, those Samaritans were hated people. They were half-breeds of sort, Jew and Gentile, and listen, they were a hated people. But there's a man that had compassion on this one that was left for half dead. As God's people, we need to have compassion on others. Amen? We need to show a compassionate heart toward others. You say, where do we learn about compassion? Turn to Psalm 78. Psalm 78. I'm glad our God has a heart of compassion. Amen? Psalm 78. The Bible says this. There's many verses like this in the book of Psalms. We won't take time to turn to all these. The Bible says in Psalm 78, verse number 38, "But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath." I'm glad my God is a God that's full of compassion. Amen. Not just a little bit, preacher, but he's full of compassion. God has a compassionate heart toward sinners. Amen. I'm glad God loves sinners. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. My God is a God that's full of compassion. Passage in Ezekiel, I believe it's Ezekiel chapter 16, was about the nation of Israel and that little baby that was cast out, not even had its cord cut, and laying there wallowing in that blood. And the Bible says that God came by and saw that baby, and the time was a time of love, amen. And God had compassion on that little one, amen, and took that baby and cleaned that baby and raise that baby. God is a God full of compassion. Amen. May we have a heart like God has. Amen. May God help our hearts to be seasoned with this matter of compassion. You say, what difference does compassion make? Well, the book of Jude, verse number 22 says, and of some have what? Compassion. Making a difference. It makes a difference when we're witnessing, when we're telling folks about Jesus, if they see some compassion in our heart. The Bible says in Psalm 126 that we're to sow the seed of the Word of God, that we're to sow in tears. Amen. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. It makes a big difference if somebody that you're witnessing to sees your heart squeezed out your eyes. Amen. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. God help us to have compassion like God has. Lamentations chapter 3 says this, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. Amen. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You better thank God that He not only had compassion on you and loved you as a sinner, but He has compassion on you every day. Amen. God is a God full of compassion. That's my God, my Savior. Amen. He's a God full of compassion. The Bible tells us of the Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament. He saw two blind men in Matthew 20, and He had compassion on them. He saw the leper in Mark 4, and He had compassion on him. Mark chapter 5, the maniac of Gadara, He had compassion on him. Mark chapter 9, and the one with the dumb spirit, He had compassion on him. Luke chapter 7, the widow's son raised from the dead. Jesus had compassion on him. Amen. Bible tells us in the New Testament in Matthew chapter 9, as He saw the multitude, He saw them as sheep having no shepherd, and He had compassion on them. Saw the multitude in Matthew 14 as those that had no physician. Listen, He had compassion on them. He saw the multitude in Matthew 15, those that had no food, and He had compassion on them. And I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ had compassion on me. Amen. I was that one as a sheep with no shepherd, and He had compassion on me. I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ saw my sin-sick soul. And thank God He's the great physician that has compassion. He's the one that saw me hungry and without substance. And thank God He is the food for a hungry soul, the bread of life. Amen. He had compassion on. God's a God of compassion. The Bible says in Psalm 78, the rest of that text, but He being full of compassion forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned He His anger away and did not stir up all His wrath. For He remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. I'm glad God has compassion upon the ignorant. Amen. Upon sinners. Turn to Isaiah, if you will, the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 49. Isaiah 49. I want you to see the extent of God's compassion. And I tell you, if we learn what compassion is and how God has compassion toward us, it'll help us in reaching sinners, amen? We understand God's heart. And we let God's heart be displayed through our heart, amen? It'll make a difference. Isaiah 49, the Bible says this in verse 13. Sing, O ye heavens, or sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted His people and will have mercy upon His afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? And I'll be honest, if that was me and just thinking about a mother that had given birth to a newborn child, and I've been present at the birth of our children with my dear wife, and listen, how could a woman forget that child that she's given birth to? But you know, sadly to say, there's people that give their babies away as soon as they're born, and the Bible even answers that question, can that woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? And the Bible answer is this, yea, they may forget. But God said, yet will I not forget thee. A mama may forget the child that she's given birth to and cast that baby away or give that baby away to another. And she may forget. But my God will not forget. And you know why? Look at the next verse. The Bible says in verse 16, behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. The Lord Jesus Christ, amen. We are graven upon the palms of His hands. The Lord Jesus Christ, the crucified Savior, amen, has the marks in His hands of His love and His compassion for sinners as He hung between heaven and earth and died for sinners, amen. God has compassion marked upon His hands, amen. He'll not forget you, amen. He'll not forget me. Thank God for the compassion of God toward us. I want us to turn back to our text, please, the book of Luke, chapter number 10. Luke, chapter number 10. The Bible says in Luke, chapter number 10, about this Samaritan that passed by, this one that was left for half dead. As we mentioned, the priest and Levite passed by on the other side and have nothing to do with this one that was wounded and left there. But the Bible says in verse 33, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. I want you to notice some things about this Samaritan that stands out to me that shows the compassion that this man had for this one that was left for half dead. Number one, I want you to see in this text, the Bible says, but a certain Samaritan as he journeyed came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast. Number one, about this good Samaritan, he was willing to be inconvenienced. Did you hear me this morning, church? He was willing to be inconvenienced. I bet you this man had a full schedule planned for the day and had things mapped out with his own business and was on his journey just like these others. And when he saw this man, no doubt laying there in his blood and left there for half dead and beaten, that he saw this man, and it seemed at that time that his daily schedule and things that he had going on around him in his life was not quite as important as the needs of this one that was left by the road. He was willing to be inconvenienced. Do the souls of men mean enough to us that we're willing to have our little schedules interrupted? That we're willing to be placed in a position where we're not in our comfort zone and where we're not maybe in a situation that we like to be in? As my family and I, we don't smoke, and smoke is an appalling smell to us. But preacher, I know many times as a pastor, I've sat in people's homes where it was just foggy inside the house. And brother, it's okay to be out of my little comfort zone to sit in somebody's house with an open Bible and tell them about Jesus, no matter if my clothes smell like smoke when I go home or not. Amen? This dear brother out in New Mexico reaching these people with drug problems and drug addicts and all kinds of sin in their life. Listen, if we're going to reach the world with the gospel, we got to be willing to get out of our comfort zone and be inconvenienced for the cause of Jesus Christ. This man was inconvenienced with his schedule. Matter of fact, the Bible says he put him on his own beast. That tells me something. This man was giving up his comfortable ride, and this beast that he was riding for, now he placed this man in his seat, and he probably was walking alongside an inconvenience from his comfort zone, amen, as he walked this man to the inn on his own beast. I tell you, if you have a heart for others, it'll touch your heart like Jesus has a heart for sinners to be inconvenienced. You think Jesus was inconvenienced for us? The Lord Jesus Christ, mocked and beaten and smitten, crown of thorns placed upon his head, the lashing, the beating that he took, and he hung upon that cross and laid down his life for us because he loved us and had a heart of compassion toward us. Oh, may God give me a heart like his heart toward sinners, that it don't matter what goes on in my life, my little world, that I'm willing to be inconvenienced for the lost and for sinners. And if some have compassion, making a difference. The second thing is about this man that we notice is this. The Bible says there, as we read about this man, and he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them the host and said, take care of him. The second thing I see about this man, not only was he willing to be inconvenienced, he was willing to be involved. Involved. He took him to an inn, gave 2 pence and said, take care of him. He laid aside his business of that day and was willing to get involved in this man's life. That shows a real heart. Amen? Shows a real heart. Do we have a heart like that for the lost? Number 3, he was willing to invest. He was willing to be inconvenienced. He was willing to be involved. And he was willing to invest. The Bible mentions the bandages. I don't know how much that would have cost, but I imagine the oil and wine that was poured in his wounds were quite expensive in that day. The Bible says when he got to that inn, he took out 2 pence. I tell you, if this matter of reaching the world with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, gets in your heart, it'll make a difference in your giving. Amen? If you see the need of the world, it'll make a difference in your giving. This man gave. He was willing to invest because his heart was squeezed with compassion. In these last days that we live, many churches have been hurt because of a lack of compassion. The Bible says we should have compassion even as brothers and sisters in Christ. 1 Peter 3:8, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Listen, if you love Jesus Christ and His love abounds in you, you'll want to love your brothers and sisters in Christ as the Lord Jesus Christ loves your brothers and sisters in Christ. 1 John 3:17 says, but whoso hath his world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Compassion one for another. I tell you, if you get the right kind of compassion flowing from the Lord Jesus Christ with each other, it'll affect our hearts together as we reach out to this world. Amen. Compassion. Compassion. And if some have compassion, make it a difference. I want the Lord Jesus Christ to use us to make a difference. Amen. Preacher, I know your desire for this church is that this church would be used of God to make a difference in this county. May God touch these missionaries. May God help us to be used of Him wherever we're used or sent of God in this world. Have compassion. Have compassion. Have compassion. It'll make a difference. Amen. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord, thank You for the Word of God. Lord, tried to mind You this morning, give what You've placed on my heart. Lord, help us to have compassion, Lord, as You've had compassion toward us. Help us, Lord, to be able to put ourselves in somebody else's shoes and to see them, Lord, as if it was us there ourselves. Lord, as we go to Denmark, I pray You'd help us, Lord, to love sinners like You love sinners. Help us, Lord, to have compassion on others. Lord, we'll thank You for what You do in our hearts today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Pastor, You come. Thank You. Amen. Thank You, preacher.